You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Now there's Al Galadoro and Lincoln Mayorga, Al on the alto sax, Lincoln Mayorga on piano, Summertime, recorded in 2006. Al was about 93 when he made that, and quite something. And we miss him. That was about the era that I knew him, and he was marvelous. That was a word he liked to use. Well, it applied to him. And we miss him dearly. And we have to remember him and keep his stuff playing because he was simply the best ever, whoever lived. This is Radio, and I'm Andy Sr., and that I believe, is available on that's a newer CD on Harmonia Mundi. You can find it, Gershwin by Groffé. So you can find that, look on one of your things that you look on there on the internet, and you'll find it. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and if you found me, you did find me on the internet, because I'm nowhere else right now, and I do appreciate you making the effort to look, because otherwise, where would I be? I'd be here talking to myself, which, as it turns out, I'm doing that anyway. And here, going back nearly 100 years from the previous recording, 1910, 100 years from this year, the great comedian, born in Auburn, New York, just down the road about 70 miles from here, Raymond Hitchcock. Well, I swan. I'm sounding like him with this thing in my throat. Once I wake up a little bit, it may disappear, but it's endearing nonetheless. But he had it, and it was his style. Raymond Hitchcock, Well, I Swan. That's a song about Joshua Ebenezer Fry, if you ever heard it before. Well, if you haven't, here it is.
My name is Joshua Ebenezer Fry. I know a thing or two, you bet your neck you do. Can't catch me, cause I'm too darn sly. I've seen bunco men, always got the best of them. Once I met a couple on the Boston train. They says, how for you? I says, that'll do. Travel right along with you, donkey and game. Well, a swan, I must be getting on. Get after Napoleon, it looks like rain. Well, I'll be switched, the hay ain't fish. Come in when you're over to the farm again. I drove the old mare over to the county fair. Took first prize on a load of summer squash. Stopped at the cider mill, coming out by the hill. Come hum, tighter on the drum, by gosh. I was a darn pull, gave away the old bull. Dropped both reins clean out on the field. Come home to dawn late, couldn't find the barn gate. Ma says, Joshua, it ain't possible. Well, a swan, I must be getting on. Get after Napoleon, it looks like rain. Well, I'll be switched, the hay ain't fit. Come in when you're over to the farm again. We had a big show here about a week ago. Pitched up a tent by the old mill dam. Ma says, let's go into the fight show. Just take a peek at the tattooed man. I see the cut, look sharp at my pocketbook. He says, give me 2 pence for a fight. I says, you darn fool, I be the constable. Now you're arrested as sure as you're alive. Well, it's one, I must be getting on. Get at Napoleon, it looks like rain. Well, I'll be darned, the butter ain't churned. Come in when you're over to the farm again. I drove the old bay into town yesterday. Hitched by the track to the railroad fence. Tied up good and strong, but a train come along. And I ain't seen the horse nor the buggy since. Left me all alone, so I had to hoof it home. When a man said, hurry, your barn's on fire. But I had the key in my pocket, you see. So I knew that the cuss was a fool or a liar. Well, a swan must be getting on. It ain't Napoleon, it looks like rain. Well, I'll be switching the hay ain't fit. Come in when you're over to the farm again. My son Joshua went to Philadelphia. He wouldn't do a day's work if he could. Smoke cigarettes too, same as city fellas do. What he's a coming to ain't no good. He didn't give a darn about staying on the farm. He's riding home, he's doing tolerable well. Seems sort of funny that he's always out of money. Ma says the boy's up some kind of hell. Well, a swan, I must be getting on. Get after Napoleon, it looks like rain. Well, I'll be switched to hay, hey, bitch. Come in when you're over to the farm again.
So far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year. And there's a reason The season opened last July. Ever since the USA went dry, everybody's going there and I'm going so. I'm on my way to Cuba. There's where I'm going. Cuba, there's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing and where dark-eyed fellas like their fellas cannot tell us. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in Cuba. Take a friend's advice. Drinking in the cellar isn't nice. Anybody who has got the pride should be a Cuban. Have you been longing for the smile that you hadn't had for quite a while? If you had, then follow me and I'll show the way. Wonderful trip to Havana. Hop on a ship and I'll see you in Cuba.
Thank you. love and Sam. You could have your race and ham in the finest kitchen down in Alabama. And though he's just a butler for horses, he's the cause of many divorces. They all love, love and Sam, the sheep of Alabama.
Miss Patricola, Miss Isabella Patricola, to be more accurate, with the Virginians under the direction of Ross Gorman, Lovin' Sam, the Sheik of Alabama, 1922, on a Victor. And some of these are a little crunchy, but I'm not even going to apologize for that. In fact, I'm not going to apologize for anything. Before that, Jack Kaufman, whom also grew up locally, closer than Raymond Hitchcock, in fact. He grew up in Syracuse. I'll See You in CUBA, another Irving Berlin masterpiece from 1920. I don't know where Irving found those rhymes, but he was good at it. Irving, I think he's a lyricist. He was just amazing. I don't know how he figured all that stuff out, but he was one of the best lyricists that I can name. And even Cole Porter would tip the hat to him. Jack Kaufman, brother of Irving also, both from Syracuse. Yeah, that's about 50 miles down the road. Go further afield a few more miles and you would have encountered Raymond Hitchcock. And he recorded Well, I Swan in 1910 off one of those, you know, those rather large, heavy 12-inch Columbia 78s. From that era, the Magic Note ones. Well, they were heavy in those days. I think they were basically like manhole covers. But I played his manhole cover. It sounded pretty good. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and we'll play anything as long as it fits on the turntable. And we're going to play another acoustic set, but got to be brave and do it once in a while. Arthur Lang and his orchestra, and this is pretty well recorded. It's a cameo from 1923. My sweetie went away. She didn't say where, when, or why. She was rather cryptic about the whole thing, actually.
Thank you.
Dan Gregory's Orchestra, 1924, Me and the Boyfriend. No vocal on there, but it probably would have been by a male, so it's just as well that it wasn't. Off of Victor, yes, nice recording. Before that, something, I like to play these guys occasionally. George Hamilton Green, F. Wheeler Wadsworth, and Victor Arden. The All-Star Trio, you might call them, and they called themselves that. 1919, Fluffy Ruffles. I don't know, that's evocative, isn't it? Beginning with Arthur Lang and his orchestra, My Sweetie Went Away, 1923. Oh, yes, indeed. This is Radiola. And, yes, you can find Radiola Blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com. All the playlists are there. Great links to other shows and musicians who are worthy of your attention. And many things there, too, that you will enjoy. So I commend that to your attention. This show, of course, streams on Live 365, and you can get there the most easily by typing Radiola 365 into your browser and see what you got. That way you can listen as long as you can stand it. And we're going to continue now. I'm Andy Sr. I'm continuing pretty well, actually. With the Coon Sanders Orchestra, a rather late recording for them, 1932. Joe Sanders on the vocal, and this is a rather pensive song. But I've been pensive lately. I don't know. I shouldn't tell you why. In fact, I won't. But nothing serious. Nothing that a few beers won't cure. Anyway, what a life.
Thank you. like me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forget you, 'cause I can't forget you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but mama, I guess instead I love you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Oh, you little devil.
I'm taking you to 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Sexy ladies from the 80s who are indiscreet. They're side by side, they're glorified. Where the underworld can meet the elite, 42nd Street. Thank you.
Art Khan's orchestra, Gene Cardos, actually. And Gene Cardos made a lot of records under a lot of names, but that was under Art Khan's name. On Perfect, Dick Robertson on the vocal, 42nd Street. That'll get your pulse going, if nothing else does. Before that, Louis Armstrong. A little rough start on that. And I'm not going to apologize for that either, because the rest of the recording sounded beautiful. But a little rough start never hurt anyone. Every day is a rough start, you could say. Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, 1932, beginning with Coon Sanders, Joe Sanders on the vocal. What a life. What a life. 1932, and it has been a life, hasn't it? It's been quite a life, and I've had a couple of weeks that would floor anyone else. This is Radiola, and we just keep taking it and giving it back. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm the exchanger of that. Here's another part of what Al Galadoro did, and I was lucky to find this. This was Paul Whiteman and his concert orchestra again, this time from 1938. And here Paul Whiteman has Al Galadoro as the lead clarinetist and sax man. He was already a virtuoso at 25 and was really the head of his profession at that point. And you'll hear him open the Rhapsody. And you'll also hear a bit of trombone work in there. And that has to be Jack Teagarden, because his tone, that's the most interesting Rhapsody in Blue I've ever heard, based on that alone. But our friend Al is in there, and he's playing on two sides of, well, this is actually two records, because it was designed to be played on a changer. But through the magic of audio technology, I've managed to splice them. So here's Rhapsody in Blue on Decca in 1938. Al Galadoro on clarinet, and you'll hear Jack Teagarden playing a bit of, you'll hear his trombone in there. You really will. was Rhapsody in Blue, played by Paul Whiteman and his concert orchestra. And, again, Al Galadoro opened it. You heard the bass clarinet in there. Al could play those three and with the alto sax. So, triple threat and one of the best ever. And we miss him. And he's been gone 2 years this Monday, this coming Monday. So we're going to continue now on radio. I'm Andy Sr., and here's another two-piano team, and I rather like these musicians. Muriel Pollock and V. Lawnhurst in 1934. And speaking of Al Galadoro, he had a lot of this. And if you have this, makes up for a lot of other things. Finesse.
Thank you. million dreams of you. While stars are beaming, so many dreams that never come true. Still I believe in my dreams of you a million times a day. The moon above me has seemed to say, someday you love me, I'm only dreaming. But let me keep on dreaming a million dreams of you.
The Pond Sisters, A Million Dreams, 1932, again off the Columbia box set, the Mosaic box set of Columbia and OK, Jovanuti and Eddie Lang Sessions, and you heard them in there. But that's the issued take of A Million Dreams, not the alternate. I believe I played the alternate over a year ago, so almost 2 years ago now. It's a long time, but it seems to go fast. And what can I say about that? I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola, and I appreciate you listening each week. And I'm glad to give you some of what you want to hear once in a while. I don't encourage requests. In other words, I don't go out and begging for them. But sometimes people suggest things to me that I never would have thought of, or that are worthy and should be heard, and I don't mind playing those. I'm not going to play Shaving Cream. That's for another show and for another day, but not this show. And I'll play something if it fits and it sounds good and whatever. And even if you suggest Shaving Cream, I'll be polite, but I'm not going to play it. We're going to finish up here, and I think this goes with our soliloquy theme. Maybe not so much contented, but sort of that. And this is, it's pensive stuff here. Contemplative, as I say, radiola is like amphiluskepsis, only done with mirrors. Here's the Victor Salon Orchestra in 1927, Me and My Shadow.